Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now we know why the Justice Department fought so incredibly hard to suppress what is in the Nashville shooter's manifesto. The woman who transitioned to a man who went in and shot those little children and teachers. F you, little shills. I wish to shoot you, weak ass. And it goes on from there. Your yellow hair. Kill all of you little crackers, bunch of little faggots, with your white privilege. F you. Read it for yourself. See more of the pages right now at Infowars.com. And Stephen Crowder, who broke it, is covering it all live on his show as we speak at JonesCrowder.com. That's why they're trying to suppress this. This is another one of the monsters that the leftist brainwashing cult and the universities and the MSM have created.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with breaking news that the power structure and the Justice Department has tried to suppress. The Nashville shooter, the trans woman demand who went into the little Christian school and shot those little kids and shot those teachers. The manifesto was suppressed when it happened, and we now have confirmed from insiders it was the Justice Department suppressing it. So the local government is upset about this, the police department, and from sources inside the system, we'll leave it at that, they have leaked to Stephen Crowder and his investigative unit. They have leaked to them the first three pages of the document where she talks about wokeness and hating white privilege and all the rest of it. This is being done to then pressure the government itself to officially, of Nashville, release the manifesto, because it's reportedly huge, and see how this monster was brainwashed and poisoned by leftist propaganda. Reportedly from the sources, she was a total brainwashed leftist on a bunch of psychotropics that love BLM, you name it. Stephen Crowder has the first tranche. We're told more is going to be coming. It's exclusively at JonesCrowder.com. If you go there, you can go and become a subscriber and see all of Stephen Crowder's shows, all his material, all his info. Now, he's already put out the pages, but if you want the analysis and more breakdown, that's over at the Mug Club and over at the great folks at Rumble. He also is going to be posting it to YouTube as well. But if you want to support the broadcast and become a subscriber and also support what we're doing, go to JonesCrowder.com and sign up to get my show over at the Mug Club, Stephen Crowder's, the Hodge Twins, and so much more. But this is big. The system is trying to suppress it, and they're going to be very, very upset that this has now come out, because it flies in the face of their narrative and shows how the anti-white brainwashing leftist Marxist agenda is creating these type of poison minds. Again, it's all right now at Infowars.com and, of course, at JonesCrowder.com. And Stephen Crowder is going to be covering it all live coming up in less than an hour. Read the first three sickening pages of the manifesto for yourself at Infowars.com and at LouderWithCrowder.com. Read it for yourself. It's literally Charlie Manson, race war, kill the whitey, kill the little blonde-haired children, kill the effing crackers, kill the white privilege. That's what this monster was saying, and it was suppressed. But every time it's a right-winger doing something wrong, or someone who isn't even close to being a right-winger, the mainstream media tells you that all these Antifa shooters and Satanist shooters and SSRI psycho shooters are right-wingers or populist or Trump supporters. And in almost every case, they're either apolitical or they're into Satanism or Antifa. And this is the toxic media. This is the division, the divide and conquer being engaged in. More in the hours and days to come, but this is a story of the establishment trying to suppress the truth. because the good people on the inside were now learning that truth. InfoWars.com stands for truth. Tomorrow's news today. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Ezra Levant in the chair for Alex Jones. I'm the president of Rebel News. I'm based in Toronto, Canada. Kinship with InfoWars in that InfoWars knew before almost anyone else did that there is a battle on for your mind and that the real war is often not kinetic, not aircraft carriers or rockets, but an intellectual battle, a propaganda battle. And we see that now more than ever. What incredible coverage this morning from the Jones-Crowder duo of that Nashville shooter's manifesto. No wonder it was covered up. Do you doubt for one second that those words were instead something that could be ascribed to conservatives? That would have been released immediately. An incredible scoop there. I was asked by Alex's team to guest host today. It's an honor and a responsibility, an enormous forum. I'm going to talk about issues that I think are important to Americans and to the world. And then for the third hour, I'm going to do something a little bit different. As I mentioned before, Rebel News, although we have viewers around the world, we are based in Canada. And normally, Canada is a boring subject for Americans, and frankly, Canadians have liked it that way. Canada, as one diplomat once said, is a fireproof house, far away from inflammable material. Well, that is no longer true, and I want to tell you some stories about Canada, including about political prisoners, including about the trucker convoy, including about Justin Trudeau, who is the ultimate World Economic Forum globalist. We'll have proof of all these things. I'll give you an update. Call it a cautionary tale. I think that Americans know that they are the home of liberty, and maybe it's hard to imagine, well, how could that ever end? Surely it'll go on forever. Well, I think if you look at Canada and if you look at the United Kingdom, you will see how these things are eroded. But let's get back to the news today. Over the weekend, the most interesting story, in fact, it was published yesterday in the New York Times of all places, and I like quoting the New York Times when it is bad news for the liberals, because that's a dog bites man, man bites dog story. You'd expect the New York Times to have bad news for Donald Trump and good news for Joe Biden. So when they have a story that shows, as they did in this blockbuster, that Donald Trump is leading in five battleground states. Put up the bar charts, because those glorious colors tell the tale. The New York Times shows that Donald Trump is ahead in five of six swing states. He's ahead even though he is not the nominee yet for the Republicans. He's ahead even though every week there's another hoax prosecution of him. In Nevada, Biden 41%, Trump 52%. In Georgia, Biden 43%, Trump 49%. In Arizona, Biden 44%, Trump 49%. And on in Michigan, Biden 43%, Trump 48%. Pennsylvania, Biden 44, Trump 48%. Only in Wisconsin does Trump trail by 2%. Many of these margins are greater than the margin of lawyer, maybe even greater than the margin of mail-in ballots. And I say this because you prosecute a guy, you indict a guy, you burn up his time and money and his attention. The process becomes the punishment. You denormalize him. You defame him. And he is still ahead of the sitting president of the United States, who is the entire regime media on his side. How is that even possible? And so here come the big guns in the Democrat Party who know something has to change. Did you see this? Team Obama has deployed to remove Joe Biden. Obama's vice president. I don't know if you saw that. David Axelrod, the chair of Obama's breakthrough campaign in 2008. Axelrod has come out publicly saying Biden's got to go. Here's the New York Post version of that story. Top Dem strategist David Axelrod suggests Biden drop out of the 2024 race. It's just a suggestion. Oh, it's not a command or an order. No, no, no. It's just a suggestion. But what it is actually, not so much a suggestion, is it's a permission. It's permission for every other Democrat to say Joe's got to go. If the high priest of the Obama world says he's got to go, then it's okay. You will not be regarded as a traitor to the party. In fact, you're doing the party a favor. Obama himself, I mean, he's been fairly quiet the past few years as a former president, which I think is the way former presidents ought to be. I think there's something unseemly about a president who weighs in too much when there's a successor there. I mean, ex-presidents, that's time to be stately and to work on your memoirs and do good projects. But for Obama himself to weigh in with a different message than Biden. The other day, Obama was talking about the war between Israel and Hamas, and he mouthed some Democrat platitudes, but he came out with a bit of a different stance than Biden himself, a little bit more pro-Hamas, a little bit less pro-Israel. His way of poking at Biden, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think they want to move Biden out. And the question is, who do they put in? Surely not Kamala Harris, perhaps the most unlikable woman in American politics. But look at who was facilitated by the State Department to meet with Xi Jinping, the president of China. That doesn't just happen. You're an American citizen. You're a sitting U.S. governor. You can't just pick up the phone and say, I'd like to meet with the president of China. That is done with diplomatic smoothing. And Gavin Newsom, the California governor, jets to China for a one-on-one meeting with Xi Jinping. You think that's easy to do? Look at that. Look at that handshake. Look at the kinship between these two men. And there you have your successor to Joe Biden. But here's the thing. That New York Times poll suggests that no matter what they do to Trump, he's still, if the elections have integrity, he still will win. Which is why I am worried about what they might do next. If you defame a man, if you lie about him, if you undermine him, if you prosecute him and indict him, and frankly, even if they jail him, really, there's no one out there who will be persuaded by one more indictment. And even if he's jailed, I actually don't think that will shake Trump's support. If anything, it will confirm the rationale for his current support, that the deep state is out to get him, that this is a weaponization of the justice system. And so I ask you, if people are willing to go to the lengths that they've gone to dethrone Trump and to prosecute him, and if he still remains in the lead in 5 out of 6 battleground states, according to the New York Times, no less. I suppose the real numbers are probably even tougher for Biden. Well, there is one last thing they could do. And I'm not saying it's likely, and I'm not saying it will happen, but it is a non-zero chance. Do you have that clip? From, I think it was the 2016 campaign when Trump was on the hustings. And suddenly someone rushed towards Trump and the Secret Service kicked in. Do you have that clip? It's just a short clip. It was a clip of panic, and it was a false alarm. But let's take a look. I sent the YouTube clip over. What could they do? Take a look at this. We'll get the clip when we come back. I'm worried that people who've done everything else in the world are not above an assassination. We'll come back and...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Predicting that Trump will be assassinated, God forbid. I have no basis for that. I'm not even saying it's likely or probable. But I am saying if you do anything and everything, and if the stakes couldn't be bigger, the future not just of America, but the future of the world, what else hangs on the 2024 presidential election? Ukraine, Israel, Iran, Russia, China, what could be larger? And if the deep state or the establishment or the regime or the administration or the security infrastructure, whatever word you want to use, if they have tried every single thing, if they've weaponized the Department of Justice, if they have thrown junk lawsuits and lawfare at him to burn up his time and money and reputation, and if that doesn't work, do you think that there are some people, whether it's in the security military establishment, as Dwight D. Eisenhower called it, the military industrial complex, do you doubt that there is someone somewhere who would say, well, take him out physically? There were a couple of instances some years ago where people rushed the stage. Thank God no guns were shot. Remember, this is the clip I was referring to just before the break, and people mocked Trump for the fact that he startled a bit. But there can be no doubt that presidential candidates are at risk. You see this with the Biden administration refusing to provide Secret Service protection for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., despite the fact that his father and his uncle were both assassinated, and the fact that there have been armed criminals breaking in to his property, sneaking into his events. Biden administration refuses to provide Secret Service protection for him, and it's an enormous cost on the RFK Jr. campaign. I mean, take a look at this video, and I'm saying it only to tell you that it is not impossible. Take a look.
So folks, here's what happens. I will call up Terry, the president. I guess I have to do it myself. I know
by the way, folks, while we're at it, great.
I remember when those videos happened. I remember the mockery on the left. Ha ha, such a tough guy. Look at him run. Look at me escorted out. If Secret Service are rushing you out, you have no idea what their intel is. You have no idea if there's a gun, if it's a knife, if it's just a disturbance, or if it's something more. Those were two incidents back, I guess, 7 years ago. And you've got to think about the forces arrayed against the man, and if nothing else works, and don't think that this isn't done. I don't know if you remember, but Jair Bolsonaro, the president, the past president of Brazil, was literally stabbed. He was in the streets with fans, and someone came up and put a knife right into his abdomen. He lost a third of his body's blood. He would have died had he gotten to the hospital any later. And he was a very consequential president, and there was a lot of shenanigans in his reelection that I think deposed him again. Imagine what turns on that. Trillions of dollars, the futures of great empires or would-be empires. And the reason I mention that is because, yeah, this is a shocking video. Bolsonaro was thronged by fans, and someone just came up and just put a knife into him. Thank God he survived. But that is, at the end of the day, the ultimate political move. God forbid. God forbid. And it happens fairly frequently. Well, not fairly frequently, but enough that if you Google assassination of leaders, I mean, there was an assassination just a few years ago in Central America. And I'm worried about that because we've never seen forces go to the lengths that they have against Donald Trump before, and yet it's ineffective. That New York Times poll shows it's ineffective. And if they will do literally anything else, would they not do that? Look at that. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. That's terrifying to watch. Absolutely shocking to watch. It's not just the New York Times that senses that Biden is on his way out and David Axelrod and Barack Obama and Xi Jinping. An amazing story over the weekend by NBC about the United States, well, basically telling Zelensky that they've got a change in plans. This is the same president and State Department that has positively said a ceasefire was unthinkable. I don't know if you have that clip from Kirby, the White House spokesman, when he was on a show a few months ago, asked about a ceasefire, and he said, absolutely no ceasefire, because that would lock in the gains that Russia had taken militarily. Very different from calls from Democrats to demand a ceasefire from Israel in the face of Hamas, I might tell you. But look at this story by NBC. Just you would never have seen this until, well, it's just very new. The NBC, U.S. European officials broach topic of peace negotiations with Ukraine. Sources say the conversations have included very broad outlines of what Ukraine might need to give up to reach a deal with Russia. So this is the U.S. saying to Zelensky, you're going to have to give up. The blank check is over. Why is that? Is it because America is stretched too thin economically? There's a new front opening up, perhaps, in the Middle East, two aircraft carriers, the Eisenhower and the Gerald Ford, the largest warship ever built. More assets moving into place. I understand a submarine has been dispatched. You know, when Zelensky ran for president, he ran on a peace ticket. It was America and the Brits who turned him into a hardliner. And now they're saying, well, I think you've got to get prepared to negotiate and give things away. Before we go, let me show you what Zelensky did in reply. Just incredible. What did he do? He reached out to Donald Trump. Zelensky, in reaction, said, hey, Donald Trump, I'd like you to come to Ukraine and meet with me and let me show you around. How undiplomatic is that? How incredible is that? Zelensky knows who may well be president in a year or so. How incredible that is. Biden and Blinken and the others who have been his patrons. And now Zelensky asks to meet with Trump. Take a short break. We'll see you soon.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Vladimir Zelensky, who has been in lockstep with the U.S. administration, who has been close to Biden and Blinken and the Pentagon, and Boris Johnson, who has been a kind of emissary on behalf of the Brits, even though he's no longer the prime minister there, for him to reach out to Donald Trump, partly to scoff at Trump, who thinks that, who said he could solve the war in 24 hours, but for Zelensky to invite Trump to go to Ukraine, maybe it was an unserious or bad faith invitation, but I think it's a sign that Zelensky understands the ground is shifting. I think that NBC story is accurate. I think the U.S., for financial reasons, for political reasons, perhaps because of the new Speaker of the House, I think there's a fatigue setting in. And I think America is more attentive to Israel and the Middle East now. And the idea of a two- or three-front war is just too burdensome. And they're basically saying to Zelensky, wrap it up. Let's play the clip of him inviting Trump. Trump politely declined. He didn't say, yeah, I'll be right there. But neither did he slam the door. I think Trump is starting to sound a little bit presidential on how he actually would get it done. Here, let's take a look at Zelensky saying to Trump, come around here, which is, just think of how unusual that is. Your source of financial and military support is the Democratic administration, and yet you reach out to the Republican, the most hated Republican in the eyes of your benefactors, and you say, hey, come to Kiev, let's talk. Here's the clip of Zelensky inviting Trump.
Former President Trump said that about 24 hours that he can manage it and finish the war. For me, what can I say? So he's very welcome, first of all. President Biden was here and I think he understood some details which you can understand only being here. So I invite President Trump. If he can come here, I will need 24 minutes. Yes, 24 minutes, not more. Yes, not more, 24 minutes to explain President Trump that he can't manage this war. He can't bring peace because of the Putin. If he is not trying and if he is not ready to give our territory for this terrible man, for the Putin.
Maybe it's a bad faith. Maybe it was a rhetorical or a sarcastic invitation, but it was an invitation nonetheless. And imagine if Trump had taken him up on it. But I think there's a realization that the status quo for the last year and a half in Ukraine is untenable for political reasons, for economic reasons. If you look at poll after poll, the American public is no longer as supportive. And I think Zelensky knows it. That NBC scoop shows it. It shows that the U.S. administration, which was adamant against ceasefires, which was really calling the shots, is now suggesting it, and maybe Zelensky is thinking about how a settlement would go. I just want to contrast that NBC story with the hard line that the U.S. administration took just a few months ago. Do you have that clip of Kirby, the spokesman for the administration, just so adamant that not one acre of Ukrainian land be left with the Russians, so no ceasefire ever. Take a look at this.
I might be repeating something, but I just want to be fully clear that, so when the president said last night that he convinced Prime Minister Netanyahu to do a ceasefire, he was referring to the two Americans that got out. But Israel has never acknowledged that they paused. So can you give us a better understanding of what exactly was paused, and if the understanding is that for every sort of hostage release, there would be a pause?
I'm not going to go into more detail than what we've already put out there publicly. We were able to help negotiate the release of those two Americans, and that's a good thing. And in order to be able to get folks out, you got to make sure they can do it safely. And that's what the president was referring to.
Kirby has said that there will be no ceasefire in Ukraine, although he has suggested a ceasefire for Israel's response to Hamas, which I find curious. What's the theme that stitches these together? The New York Times panicking that Trump is in the lead. David Axelrod and Barack Obama signaling to Democrats that it is okay to get rid of Biden. That is not being disloyal to the Democratic Party. Gavin Newsom going to China, which you can't just do by going on Expedia and booking. That requires the consent and assistance of the U.S. State Department. What about the fact that the U.S. is now saying to Zelensky, prepare to wrap it up, prepare to put some water in your wine. We are going to negotiate a settlement. I think this means things are afoot, and I think it means that this presidential election could perhaps be the most consequential in a generation or two. But I think the real problem for America and the West is not Ukraine. And it's not even the war between Israel and Hamas. I think it is related to those things, but I think it's on the domestic front. I was in the United Kingdom a few days ago when there was a 100,000 person march for Hamas. And I'm saying it was for Hamas because some of the signs positively were for Hamas. I saw with my own eyes Taliban flags and Islamic Jihad flags being flown on the streets of London, not just generic Palestinian flags. I saw a chance for Intifada revolution. Well, that's what they're doing over there. Intifada means a kind of riot. It actually implies a pogrom against Jews or Israelis. The 100,000 people who were marching in the streets of London, they're not in Gaza, they're not in the West Bank, they're not in Israel, they're in London. And we saw a taste of that just the other day in Washington, D.C., when tens of thousands of people showed up, and they actually had a violent insurrection, as the Democrats would call it, and tried to scale the fence around the White House. Look at this footage. Now, I should say that Washington is a protest town. And this isn't unprecedented, but it is a show of force. Just like in London, where all the socialists and the labor activists and the trade unionists pumped up the numbers. But it is a powerful force combined with woke left-wing students and woke institutions. This is a sped-up version of the protest in Washington. The number one difference between this and what I saw in London is there were literally thousands of Palestinian flags in London, and there's relatively few here in Washington. But let me show you the image of when they got to the White House. Here it is. And they put up posters and they put up flags. And I don't think they actually climbed over. They put some flags through it. But they certainly chanted about their plans. I don't know if the White House was on some sort of special alert or if they could have withstood an attack. I have no idea the kind of defenses that the White House physically has. You can see some police on the grounds. But I think what we're seeing is a kind of dress rehearsal, a LARPing, a live-action role-playing of storming the White House. No charges here that I know of. And that's what I want to talk about more than a war overseas. I want to talk about the unholy coalition between Islamists and domestic woke activists, the progressive left. I'm much more worried about that home front than I am about any foreign war. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Doing my best to sit in the chair occupied by a legend. Alex Jones is not here. He invited me to sit in. I hope I'm living up to the standards of this network. It's a pleasure to talk with you about matters around the world. I suppose I'm giving you a Canadian view on Donald Trump. The whole world looks to Trump. I remember when Donald Trump first visited China. And, of course, Donald Trump ran, in essence, against China. He took a tough stance on China economically, militarily, so many things. But when he touched down, and again, this is a New York Times story, and I mention that only because if they are saying it, you know it's even more than that. You can find it quickly. Look at the New York Times when they talked about how he was greeted in China. They gave him a nickname. There's a lot of nicknames in China for political leaders around the world. And the nicknames they gave for Trump were Uncle Donald, which was a term of endearment, Uncle Donald, and Donald the Strong. Donald the Strong. The New York Times couldn't believe that China, against whom Trump had antagonized and criticized and stood up to, rather than shunning him and belittling him or avoiding him or pushing him out, they actually respected him and looked up to him and treated him regally. And I think that's how a lot of people around the world, and so I mention that because I mention Taiwan and I mention Ukraine and I mention the war in the Middle East, and everyone knows, including the Democrats, that if Trump were the president, this madness around the world would not be happening. And Zelensky does know in his bones, as Putin surely does too, that if Trump were the president again, of course he would end that war in 24 hours. Of course he would. He's a deal maker in essence, but more than that, Donald the Strong. You don't trifle with Donald the Strong. What would Joe Biden's nickname be if the Chinese were speaking honestly? Joe the Strong? It wouldn't even mean Grandpa Joe. It would be Great Grandpa Joe. Joe the Sleepy? And I'm afraid the world is burning because of it. I mentioned I was in the UK the other day. Just absolute scenes of chaos, out of control. 100,000 marchers chanting calls to violence, many of them. Absolutely desecrating British symbols, whether it was statues or the war memorial for the dead. It's Remembrance Day, which is their Memorial Day next Saturday. And I mean, look, absolutely, this is Trafalgar Square in the heart of London. They were shooting firecrackers at police. Just firecrackers, and the police were scared to do anything in return because the police were outnumbered 10 to 1, 100 to 1. There are 40,000 jihadis in the streets of London, and here's my point. I'm not talking about aircraft carriers overseas. I'm not talking about troops and boots on the ground because the front line in this battle is not just an overseas kinetic war. It is a threat domestically. This is a crazy scene on the streets of London. There's a McDonald's there. And for some reason, the Palestinian protesters have decided that McDonald's is evil. I don't even understand it. And there was practically a riot. Now, who cares about McDonald's? But my point is, you have an unguarded southern border in the United States of America. And think about it for a minute. Put yourself in the shoes of Iran. This terrible terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th was funded and trained and orchestrated by Iran, but it was not done by Iran. Iran did not attack the Israeli military directly. Why would they do something like that? Because the response from the Israeli military would be punishing and devastating to Iran. Instead, they used proxies. They used sock puppets, so to speak, horrific, terrible sock puppets in the form of Hamas terrorists and Hezbollah terrorists. If Iran were to start a military action against the United States, do you think that they would attack the Gerald Ford with Iranian aircraft or missiles? Of course not. They would be thumped by the United States, which is still a mighty military. If Iran wanted to devastate the United States, they would not come in the front door. They would not announce themselves. They would not attack American ships that way. They would come in the southern border. It was the broken border between Gaza and Israel that led to the horrors of October 7th. And I put it to you, it is the broken border on the U.S. south of Mexico. And it's not just Mexico. Most of the people crossing over are just economic opportunists, people who genuinely want to get to a place that's freer and richer. But don't you think that the same Ayatollahs that orchestrated the weapons, the homemade weapons, and the tunneling and the sleeper cells in Gaza, do you doubt that they would look at that southern border as a similar opportunity to strike the great Satan? They got the little Satan, as they call Israel, pretty good on October 7th. Do you doubt that they would do and are doing the same thing in the United States, coming in, scouting out the soft targets? And do you doubt that they will be assisted by many woke Americans who believe in anything to smash the system? That's my real worry. It's good to be worried about what's going on in Ukraine or Israel or Taiwan, sure. But the real threat is to America is not over there. The threat is what has come through that southern border and what is being planned with the blind eye being turned to it by the administration. Hey, let me take a moment. I'm not very good at this part, but I do know that, like Rebel News, like other independent journalists, InfoWars has been demonetized and deplatformed because it's not in rhetorical lockstep with the regime media. In fact, it's a critical media that criticizes the establishment. And so, of course, as you know, InfoWars has to pay the bills around here another way, and that way is the InfoWars store. And I was just told that they've got a 40% off sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. They also have water filters. These are things that I think you buy them because you want them for yourself, but you also buy them because they're an ethical purchase in that they're supporting independent journalism that the authorities, that the regime just despises. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to take some calls. I want to open up the phone lines because I've said a few things I'd like your feedback on. I would like to hear from InfoWars Nation. I would like to hear if you think I got it wrong or if I got it right. The phone number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-ALEX. And I'll take your calls. How do you handle the domestic front? How do you handle the folks who were marching through the streets of London, through the streets of Washington, in my country, in Toronto, who were calling for a violent uprising? That is what an intifada revolution is. That's one of their chants. They call for an intifada revolution. How do you handle people calling for death to the Jews? I mean, when it was a couple of hundred guys with tiki torches in Charlottesville, Virginia, they weren't actually calling for the Jews. They were chanting anti-Semitic things, but they actually weren't calling, they weren't saying death to the Jews, let's kill the Jews. They were saying anti-Semitic things, absolutely. And the national media had a five-alarm fire. What do you do when you have 100,000 people marching through Washington, D.C., who actually are calling for death to the Jews? Maybe they say it in Arabic. Maybe they say it in slightly coded language, like Intifada Revolution, that is the final solution. They're even echoing the language of Hitler. Where are the reactions from all the hate speech guardians? Where are the folks who are so worried about trigger words and safe spaces and microaggressions? They'll hunt for anti-Semitism in the hand symbol and say, aha, that's a Nazi there. But when you have actual swastika flags being flown alongside Taliban flags and Islamic State flags, where are they now? And this is a conundrum for freedom-oriented people as well, because our belief in freedom, whether it's the American First Amendment or our belief in freedom in the United Kingdom or Canada, means you have to have freedom of speech even for odious ideas. Freedom of speech is the gift you have to give to your opponent if you want it for yourself. So how does that handle people in our own country who despise our freedoms and want to destroy them and who are on the march to do so, aided by domestic radicals on the left? When I was at the 100,000-person march for Palestine in the UK a few days ago, I'd say it was about 70% Muslims, many of whom were foreigners, some of whom were born in the UK. I'd say it was about 10% young woke people, and I'd say it was about 20% old socialists. So there are some native Brits, but there's a lot of folks who come over who come from cultures that violence is part of how they solve problems. I'd like your calls. Give me a call. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-ALEX. We'll take your calls after the break. How do you handle Nazi-style Hamas supporters on the streets of America while still respecting the First Amendment? I've got an idea. We'll talk to you soon.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.